Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, 5 years after Katrina, there's mainstream media reports denying that gun confiscation went on there. We have other mainstream media reports where the military admits they are training for gun confiscation in the United States. And we now have a video of an Oath Keeper interview Stuart Rhodes did with a sergeant who said that upwards of half the troops, or even more, he said at least half, refused to be part of the gun confiscation in the early days, and that's why the feds backed off from trying it statewide. They did carry out the gun confiscation in thousands of predominantly wealthy homes. Police were caught looting all over the county, all over the city, all over the state. So just amazing. And that gives you an idea of where the government's going to be if there's an earthquake, where the government's going to be if there's a problem. And I've got to tell you, the abuse I see from police in these situations against the citizens, and again, that doesn't mean all the police, but it's on record, is much worse from the police than it ever is from the military. And I've got family who was in Katrina in the military, and they said the same thing. The police units from all over the country were making women show their breast. They were robbing. You just heard a military officer call in who was there watching cops drag a safe out, you know, from a pawn shop. You've seen the cops robbing Walmart and trying to kick people out so they could have the best stuff, the television sets. All I'm saying is, if there's a collapse in this country, an earthquake in Yellowstone, a volcano in Yellowstone, an earthquake in L.A., an earthquake on the Mississippi, and they've had big ones there before. That's why it every few hundred years changes its course. You cannot trust the government to be there to take care of you and wipe your nose and wipe your hind end and give you food. I mean, look, the government, it's now been, what, a month? Right at a month, they can't stop a leak in the Gulf of Mexico? And it turns out Obama basically gave them waivers to not have the suppressor system that would have 100% stopped the leak that every other major oil company's got because they're insiders. They have an unfair trade advantage. And that oil rig had been given a specific award, the Deepwater Horizon, on that drilling site just a few months before. See, this is all coming out. But see, that's what globalists do. They screw up Katrina on purpose so FEMA gets more power. There's a good chance they blew that oil rig as a pretext to shut down oil drilling in the Gulf except for select groups. Never let a good crisis go to waste. But I know this, in the great flood of the 1920s, in fact, you guys printed that for me last week, I never got to it, but if you just Google the blowing of the levees, the great flood in New Orleans or Louisiana, you can actually see the old black and white photos of the Army blowing the levee to flood the poor areas so they didn't flood the rich areas. That happened on record. So that's where those rumors of them blowing it again come from. Is because everybody knows who lives in New Orleans, it was done before. When was the great flood, 24, 25? So I'm going to come back and try to quickly go to your calls. Go to Charles in Louisiana, who's always been a great source of news for us. He first told us, as part of the relief effort, about police machine gunning families trying to leave over the high and dry highways. Oh, they locked it down. You couldn't leave. See, it was all a big drill. And the police would follow the orders, both federal, state, and local, and all the MJTF that came in, the military predominantly didn't. And I'm not trying to say who's good and who's bad. That's just the facts. So the military is a lot more professional than the police every time we see a disaster. So we'll talk to Charles, Joe, Steve, Jim, and others. Everybody stay there. We're going to come back, go to your calls, and replay these news clips of them confiscating citizens' firearms. This is vital info straight ahead on the other side, PrisonPlanet.tv. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, the Supreme Court has ruled there can be indefinite detention for citizens, non-citizens. They've got legislation where for any intelligence purpose outside of any court of law, the Pentagon or the Justice Department separately can just literally grab you out of a park, grab you out of a parking garage, grab you out of your house, put a bag over your head, and you disappear. And now all over the country, I see newscasts where when they arrest somebody, they're starting to put bags over their heads. So the police are being trained to do this, and you just are whisked off and disappear. This is as bad as it gets. And you've got the new Supreme Court nominee and a whole bunch of White House czars, Cass Sunstein leading them in a key position, regulatory czar, saying you have no right to free speech, period. You have no right to private property. You have no right to a website. You have no right to talk radio. We can arrest you. You have no Second Amendment right. No, you have a right to basically turn your guns in. That, yes, there is some right of the Second Amendment, but that's only for the militia, and the militia is the military. It's a lie. I mean, this is 100% evil. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and they're really trying it. They're hitting on all cylinders. Every day, it's all over the news how great it is and how we'll be safe if they can just secretly arrest us. But don't worry, it's a Pakistani guy. He's an American citizen, but let us just set the precedent with him. I mean, don't you agree? I mean, he's got brown skin. He tried to blow up Times Square. We'll keep you safe from these guys if you just let us secretly arrest whoever we want. Now, are you worried about ragtag terrorists, whether it's provocateur or real or staged, and different events? You know, there's real terror, there's staged terror, there's provocateur terror, there's terror they let take place. But we don't know. It's very suspicious. But regardless, I mean, does America die? Do we lose all of our rights because somebody might commit a crime? I mean, 100 years ago, if one person committed a crime with a gun, did they even talk about taking guns? No. We have guns to protect ourselves from the criminals. I mean, if somebody murders somebody with a car, that happens all the time. Every few weeks I hear about somebody running over somebody with a car, using it as a murder weapon. Do we ban cars? And it just goes on and on and on. So I want to go to Charles, Jim, Steve, Joe, Vincent, and others. But first, for anybody in denial, you just go up to YouTube or up to any search engine and you type in military confiscating guns in New Orleans or police confiscating guns in Louisiana. And you will get, I know it's more than 20 videos that are out there because I did research on it again for Police State for the Rise of FEMA. But it's really going on. It's really happening. And they're attempting to warp the military and turn them towards the dark side. And so we're here saying no. And it's heartening for those that missed the last hour when I talked about this video of a sergeant in the Army, in the National Guard at the time, talking about how upwards of half or more of the troops said, no, we're not going to confiscate guns. And so they had to stop basically a statewide operation. They were testing the military. They were acclimating them just like they acclimate us because we're all together in this. Now, Charles has always been a great source of info. He reported here first. The day it happened, Charles has been calling in for 12, 13 years now, and he's just done an amazing job. And Charles first reported, because he was there part of the emergency efforts, that the police shot a bunch of people trying to exit peacefully on the highway overpasses that could get them out of the city. So this was another drill where they were ordered to lock the city down and then not bring in food and water. And the National Guard and the first on the scene, the Coast Guard, were blocked from bringing it all in to allow the Superdome to turn into the rape and murder and theft facility that it became. So let's go to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, go ahead.
How are you doing, Mr. Jones?
I'm doing great, my friend.
Well, I just want to say one thing about this oil leak up there. I think it's due to the eminent domain. We just beat them 2 weeks ago, right before this. And then they wanted to buy you boys' land. They said they were going to fight the government. And all of a sudden now their land ain't worth nothing now. So I think that's what this oil leak's about. But anyway, I reported to you about the Dome Stadium, with the police wouldn't give them water when they had water right outside the Dome Stadium. Women were being raped, and people would come out past a certain line. They would put dogs on them, asking for water, begging for water. Mr. Jones, I reported that to you. And in the military, I'm talking about the military now. I was on St. Rock Street, and they were telling women, let me see your breast. Well, how, you're not too thirsty, huh, baby? One woman had to raise her breast with her baby in her arms, And they would sit back there with the police and laugh at it. You know what I mean? They were just shooting people, trying to leave, arresting people, trying to leave. And I asked one of them, I said, why don't you go back to the Ninth Ward and get the guns? They said, well, there's snipers back there. So they were robbing jewelry stores, stealing Cadillacs. Harry Lee had to put guards by the towers because they were cutting the communication lines. It's the truth. And it was blown. The levee was blown. Hey, I reported that to Ed Bugs. I reported to you. They even found blasting caps on the levee. It sounds unbelievable, but you had to be there, Mr. Jones, to see it.
Well, almost everything you first reported to us came out. I remember you days before the sheriff was on the news, there in the parish that New Orleans resides in, talking about the feds coming in and jamming the cell phones and cutting the tower lines, and that they had to have an armed standoff with FEMA just to have their communication lines. I mean, just talk about wickedness. Why do you think FEMA did this?
I think it was a drill to see how far we can go. They was supposed to have the military didn't confiscate the guns. They had Mexican troops going to confiscate the guns. They had so much water, Mr. Jones, you wouldn't believe it, and people were just dying of thirst. And the water was behind them, and the little guy come out there and reported this, and they put one of them dogs on him. You know, he just bit all up his legs, all between his legs. It was something to see. I would go down there every day and come back and report to you on the phone as soon as I come back. But they had, they were saying, oh, they're shooting at the helicopters. Mr. Jones, they wasn't shooting at the helicopters. They were letting them know where they were at. They were on roofs, you know, thirsty, dying of thirst. And they would shoot a gun in the air to say, we're over here. Not one hole was in a helicopter. Not one hole. And the police, they had a good old time. They had a good time, Mr. Jones. When the women would get off, the police women, they would go to Walmart and shop. Shop. I know it sounds crazy. They were stealing from jewelry stores. I mean, right there on Canal. They would block us off, and then they would let us, after the jewelry store would be robbed, then they would let us go through. It was an organized crime.
Well, that actually came out, too. All the video was shot of police just all over the place robbing. And the media spun it and said, well, they need supplies. And then it would show a policewoman walking out with a television set.
Yes, yes, yeah. Well, yeah, she would load it. Yeah, she would just load it up. I mean, it was in people, and then people going to a grocery store and try to get a little some milk for their baby. They would arrest them and, oh man, do everything, search them down. If somebody had a gun, they would just slap them. Look at that woman that come to the door with a gun and knife on Magazine Street. They threw her down, busted all her mouth up. She just asked them to leave her house. They threw it out. She was 53 years old, Mr. Jones. Trying to protect the house and the military, they stomped in everything. And as soon as she got out of there, they sent her out of state. I tried to follow that up.
That's amazing. Well, Charles, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. The good news is the military, at many levels, did say no to confiscating the firearms. Did you witness any of that while you were there?
No, sir, I didn't.
Well, I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go out to break with this ABC News piece on record telling you how great it is to confiscate the guns.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, come home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
Yeah, no one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do. Somebody pops around the corner.
And you shoot an American.
Yeah.
And you shoot an American. And they start the piece talking about how they don't get rough with people, and then it shows them slamming them down on the ground, going in mansions and putting people in handcuffs and taking their guns. And then after the military would move on, the MGATF police, well, this was a giant bank robbery. They would just roll in and rob whatever they wanted. And they were caught on video again. And here's the other issue. Very few of them got prosecuted. So what does that tell you? Even if good police wanted to bring them to justice, they weren't allowed to. So remember what that means. In a real crisis, you've got to take care of yourself. And that's what the Second Amendment is there for. All right. In this order, Jim, Steve, Joe, and Vincent, I'm going to try to just get your comments quickly and move to the next person. Then coming up at about 45 after, so I'm going to shift gears into masses of other key news. But this is important. understand what the military is being trained for, to take your guns.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
All right, News Blitz coming up, but let's go right back to your calls. Jim in Illinois says they have family in the military. We're talking about gun confiscation. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Can I make a quick comment about H1N1 real fast?
Yeah, but we're taking calls on this subject, Jim.
I know, I'm getting to that, but I believe H1N1 was engineered for genetic markers. It only took out Hispanics. Okay, as far as gun confiscation, I have a family member in federal law enforcement, and I got bad news for you. The government will tell him who is the bad guy. He's a family member. I've raised since 5 years old. Well, whoever the government says is bad, including me, including you, including anyone, that's who he's going to follow.
Yeah, he owes his allegiance to the Fuhrer. And if it means lining babies up and bashing their brains out, I guess that's what they'll do.
But he's a good guy. I don't know how he could be changed this much, but that's the way it is.
It's the petty power. It's the peer pressure. It's all the brainwashing, all about how this is your brotherhood, only it will protect you. We're defending civilization. If we don't cut corners, everything will fall apart. So tell him, hey, good, he's chosen his side. I wouldn't spend time on him. I'd say, good, you back Goldman Sachs and foreign banks. You back the Patriot Act and secret arrest. You've chosen your side of history, buddy. I wouldn't plead with him because they get off on that. I'd say, good, you've chosen Satan. At least you've chosen a side.
Alex, he's not that hard. I think I could flip him. We got it.
No, the attitude with these guys, the best way to get him to wake up is say, there's going to come a time in your life when all your rationalization and all your denial is in your face, and you know you're doing something wrong, and if you, by increments, do things that are wrong for the, quote, greater good, end justifies the means, you have turned yourself over. And so that point is going to come, it may already have come, in his life where he's got a decision to make, okay? And so you just lay it out and say, and I'm done talking to you. Let me tell you, this is serious enough with people that make draconian statements like that, you know what? You know, I believe in shunning people. I believe they have an arrogant attitude. Now, if you think you can wake him up, that's fine. But you know what? People I've known, people like, life's too short, folks. I want to be around people that are patriots and love freedom and are intelligent. I don't want to be around people living in denial. But go ahead, Jim.
Okay. I think prayer is the only power that's real. I'm keeping my damn guns. And I'm praying to the Father that made me and His Son that saved me. And we're going to rock this damn thing.
All right, Jim, I appreciate your call, but I'm really trying to get calls about the military situation. Let's talk to Steve in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I'm calling about the gun confiscation issue. And one of your callers said that the tyranny comes in a uniform. I believe that. One of your other callers talked about the Coast Guard coming in, and it was like a battle between the Coast Guard and the military.
He meant a political battle. FEMA, it's on record, told him for 5 days, no food, no water.
Alex, I'm going to try to get this out here and hang up and let you give your feedback. I don't agree with you that the problem is the international bankers. Number two, I have an associate of mine that has a friend in the CIA. He sent him communicated with him, and there was he said that the Times Square bomber, that was all an inside job. And you're going to have to find somebody else in the CIA to get you the documents. But it was all an inside job to bring more confiscation.
Well, it did come out 2 weeks ago that it was that individual was involved with a known CIA front in Pakistan. But there's double agents, triple agents. I mean, who knows? The whole thing stinks to high heaven. Go ahead.
Okay, number three. There's you had a caller I remember a while ago. She said these people in the New World Order, they think they're pirates, and that's what the deal is with the Coast Guard. And to find out what the core of the situation is, people can search April 2007 deathbed confessions. And that will bring you to where the situation is with the pirates. And who is the head of the pirates? Who is the head of the Coast Guard? And I would greatly appreciate if you could get this guy on, Eric Schein. I heard him on another program.
No, I've had Eric on a few times, and I appreciate your call. He had some issues with the government, and basically we've covered it, I think, 10 times with him. So, I just cover facts here. And the Coast Guard, on record, brought in food, water generators. Walmart did, and others did, and FEMA blocked it. So just because people are angry with the Coast Guard, I'm not going to sit here and go along with stuff being made up about them in New Orleans. I'm not saying you were doing that, but it's just I was looking for calls on issue.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You know, I opened the phones up specifically for military and police that were witness to gun confiscation in New Orleans, that were the witnesses to gun confiscation training going on, and caller after caller has gotten off subject. Okay, and I do this a few times a week where I say it's on a subject, and no, if people call in with other stuff, I'm just hanging up on you. Come on. I need to leave the lines open when I'm on a subject like this for people who have the actual information. Okay. Now, it's already admitted they did gun confiscation. The issue is we have witnesses coming forward with name and rank saying there was a mass rebellion against the gun confiscation. People saying, no, that's good news. That's what we've been talking about. But I wanted to play one more clip from the news. We played one earlier of ABC telling people how great it is that the military and police were going around handcuffing people in their own homes and taking their guns and never giving them back. Completely illegal. Well, here's another newscast with a middle-aged lady in her home, not wanting to leave. She's high and dry, got plenty of food. She wants to take care of her animals, her dog. And come in, say, where's your gun? She goes, well, I've got this revolver. And they take it away from her and slam her head in the ground. Here it is.
It was traumatic. All of a sudden, they were banging on the front door, the side door, and the back door. And they said, let us in.
Patty tried to explain. She was on dry land, she had plenty of food and water, and didn't want to abandon her dogs. But it didn't matter.
If you see six or eight police that look like linebackers pushing you in a corner, you're in shock. I'd say, look at all my food. I got plenty of food. They kept pushing me back, and ended up like this.
Then, Patty showed them a small revolver she was carefully holding in the palm of her hand. A camera crew was there to capture what unfolded next.
I said, it's not even loaded. And I dropped it on the floor.
You got a gun.
Well, they punched me in the face. Look at my black and blue marks. Look at what they did to me. They dragged me out of here. I really thought they were going to kill me. I really did.
All right. And that went on and on and on because she was telling them, look, I got food. I got a firearm. I can protect myself. When they saw a slave, they're attack dogs. They've been trained. When they saw a slave with a firearm, it was like showing a coon dog, a coon in a tree. It was like greyhounds with the rabbit running. I mean, it was over. And that's why it's so important that people are doing open carry everywhere to point out that in almost every state, it is not against the law. So that we take psychic ground back. We take psychological ground back and point out, hey, our guns aren't illegal. We're allowed to have our guns. You understand? Because the government's trying to brainwash police and military that we're not allowed to own guns without even having a law. And that's why this is so important. Joe in Texas, former military. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Joe.
It's an honor, sir. I'm ex-military, 155 Marine during Nicaragua invasion. I'm also the gunsmith you talked to one time. My dad was Army Ranger, World War II. He didn't suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. But my comment was about my nephew was part of the SWAT team, New Orleans SWAT team, during Katrina. He is now having to go to rehab. He had to take antidepressants. He had to deal with alcoholism. And he was part of the SWAT team that was there during Katrina. And everything that the gentleman from New Orleans that you've spoken to several times is true. He was told to any he was in part his unit was split up. Part of them were stopping people going out of New Orleans. And part of his unit was in New Orleans. And he was told, he's still going to rehab, he was told to confiscate any guns. He was also told by his commanding officer that any stores, large department stores, bring back water. His unit was told to bring back water and food to store up. And they did, his unit did open up on civilians. And that is part of the reason why he's having to, he's still in rehab. He's no longer with New Orleans Police Department. It's my sister's son-in-law, which would be my nephew, and he's no longer with New Orleans Police Department. He's, you know, still having to take medication for what happened there. And everything that was told, as far as the truth, Alex, is exactly what happened. And his unit was told, oh, he says, anybody with weapons, if you feel threatened, shoot him. And, you know, but it's I didn't suffer from post-traumatic, Alex, and my dad didn't. He was a shrimper. I was a shrimper, and I know there are military out there. I'm also an oath keeper, and I know there are military that have suffered. And I think any veteran that's been in a war is going to have some form of post-traumatic stress disorder, but it doesn't mean we're going to live it on a daily basis.
Well, I've seen the psychological studies. If it's seen as a just war and you're actually fighting a military, you don't have as much PTSD. It is the emotional kicking down doors, crying children, shooting dogs, doing things that your gut, that your programming, that your human tribal ingrained operating system tells you is wrong. It doesn't matter if your commanders are telling you it's good. Your body basically turns against you. Your brain turns against you and sabotages you. I mean, everybody knows this. I mean, if I do mild things that are wrong when I'm not thinking about it, you know, sometimes I'll just do something and then I feel guilty about it. I wake up at night feeling bad. That's healthy. That's normal. But I feel good when I do good things. And so I want to do good things because that's what I'm supposed to do. That's what I'm designed to do. If you don't have a conscience, folks, you're a sociopath or a psychopath. And the system is trying to create artificial sociopaths and psychopaths and attack dogs. But if you're not a real psychopath, doing evil things is going to screw you up. Maybe 1 out of 100 is a real psychopath. 1 out of 30 or 40 nowadays is a sociopath. But they're trying to artificially screw up society with all these archetypal heroes like Jack Bauer that tortures innocent people, but he gets the answers he needs. They're warping everything. You know, first our heroes were Davy Crockett and George Washington and inventors and Lewis and Clark. Then our heroes were gangsters and basketball players and rock and roll stars that use a bunch of drugs. Now the heroes are people that torture. So they're just slowly warping everyone's mind, and I appreciate your call, Joe. God bless you. Okay, Vincent in Virginia, former military. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
I was not in a branch that was anywhere involved with any kind of confiscation of firearms, although that area years before was where I went to tech school. But I just wanted to make a comment about the immorality that I witnessed at my first base. And a lot of the people that I was around when we were not at work, you know, there was, of course, a lot of partying. Everybody wanted to party, myself included. But there were also some groups of people who seemed to enjoy getting into the Wiccan religion and witchcraft, and they took it really seriously. And I couldn't believe that these people spent their time doing that kind of stuff, because to me it was just a waste of time. But
Also, you've got giant contingents. This has even been on the news, who are just entirely gang member, whole units, where the commander is the gang lord.
But I did see one fella. He amazed me one time when we were at I can't remember the name. It was one of the restaurants that's usually open at night where you can go and buy, you know, something cheap to eat. And he sat at the table and he did the trick where he was able to break the heads off of spoons on all the sets of utensils around the table. And I thought, this guy is really creeping me out. And he ended up getting, I guess, kicked out later. I'm not going to, you know, name any names, but it was just some of the people that I witnessed, and they weren't bad people. They weren't mean or vicious to anybody, but they were just so open to anything, I guess, to give them a fix, you know.
They were rudderless.
Yeah, exactly. They had a void to fill personally, and they were looking for anything to fill it. And
system tells you anything goes, so that it's all just a mass of confusion, and then the globalists can direct the big confused mass of idiots basically off the edge of a cliff.
I just had one more question about the oil rig explosion. I have a friend I work with who retired. I think he was a sergeant or something in the Army during the first Gulf War, and he told me that President Bush had signed a bill that allowed the oil companies not to install the safety equipment necessary to cut off, you know.
Yes, in fact, that was in the news a few days ago, that Bush started that and Obama continued it. It's basically waivers on their permits.
Uh-huh. And that it was actually probably a subcontractor that ran the rig itself.
Yeah, it was Halliburton.
Uh-huh.
And they were a subgroup under another group. I forget its name.
Right.
That's what BP tried to do the first week, was blame the subcontractor.
Yeah. But
I mean, let's say I'm building a studio in my office. I decide who the subcontractor is that I hire, and I tell them what they can spend and what they can do. So all the blame goes directly to BP and then the federal government after them, not to the subcontractor. The subcontractor was carrying out their contract.
Right. Well, I just wanted to say thank you for all the material you've put out. It's a wealth of information. I wish it was, could be more positive. I've had a lot of people that I work with. Many of them have gone into the military, and I said, well, before you go, please look at these movies. You know, I burned some of your movies, trying to put the subject matter in a way that they can understand it. And just let them know, if you're asked to do anything that's, is unconstitutional, don't go along with it. Be aware that the country is pretty much being controlled. I've got a family member who's, I'm not going to say who, but he's a professor, and right now for the second job he's been at, the administration is trying to basically get rid of him because he just doesn't fall into their socialist line of thinking for education.
Well, that's the big issue. The so-called liberals, who are just authoritarians with some sweet packaging and some perfume on it, they are some of the most anti-freedom of speech people out there. I mean, look at Obama. Republicans that supported Bush should love Obama. Expanding wars, expanding torture, expanding Patriot Act, trying to pass legislation with Republicans to secretly arrest citizens for any reason they wish, attacking freedom of speech, and then prancing around calling himself a liberal. I mean, what does that even mean? The terms mean nothing now. It's all how they actually act, how they behave, and what they do. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Kurt in Texas, former military. Go ahead, Kurt.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
This is Kurt from Luland, Texas. Pleasure to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. I served in the active duty army from 84 to 2005. I retired out of Fort Hood. I was in Iraqi Freedom 1. As far as weapon confiscation, we did that in Iraq. But one thing, and I think it might raise your hopes a little bit, I retired a Sergeant First Class Combat Engineer. And, this was back in the fall of 2003 during Ramadan, and we went on an offensive up there where we were blowing up houses and we're just raising holy hell in Tikrit. And I had a brand new company commander, and he was eager to impress his boss, and we were looking for bomb making material and whatnot, and we found just like a big pile of copper wire in this house. And all of a sudden he gave the order, 10 minutes, grab everything you can, and we're blowing up this house. And I just stood up to him, and I told him, I said, sir, this isn't bomb-making material. It's just copper wire. There's no detonators. There's no explosives.
Which, by the way, is very valuable. People use it for stringing electricity. They use it for primitive phone lines there. Those people, I mean, a lot of people, I think I have some copper wire in my garage. Does that mean I'm a terrorist?
Sir, not at all. But what I did do is, now, I didn't talk about this with my younger soldiers because they've got enough. But we talked, with the senior NCO leadership about, following lawful orders. And so anyway, I took them off to the side and I told them I'm not doing it because I told them it was unlawful, that it wasn't bomb-making material. And he paused, and then I got on the horn and talked to the battalion commander, and we saved that house. But I saw firsthand there's a lot of people that wouldn't stand up, and they would just do what they were told. And
Well, expanding on that, we've seen the footage of troops find a family scavenging for firewood, and they're looking for looters, and so they say, this is looting, so they laugh and shoot the car, then they run over it with an Abrams while laughing, and they're just little kids that wanted to be at a monster truck rally, but there's the family there crying, the car is the only thing they own, a father, a mother, and two kids. I mean, again, so you were a person of conscience, a true warrior standing up for people. Meanwhile, what percentage of the troops just enjoyed blowing things up?
Well, I don't know, Alex. If I had to put a number on it, I'd say it would be less than a 25%. I mean, there were people, but in the end, though, they got justice because they got out of control, and they got carried away, and then they would wind up later, you know, getting some type of judicial punishment later on down the road. But what I'm getting at is, I didn't learn about all this stuff till 2007, till the presidential election. I was a diehard Republican, you know. I don't know if I call myself a sheep or not, but I just believed, you know, in what we were doing and the war on terror, all that stuff. And my 18-year-old son even just joined the Army about 3 weeks ago. And, you know, I'm scared to death for him, but he knows the truth, and he rose his hand, and I know he's going to do the right thing.
Wow. I just wish they weren't going to shoot him up with all those vaccines, but there's ways to detox. Well, that's great to hear that your son, though, is fully on board and knows about the New World Order, then?
Yes, he does. Yes, sir. I talk about it with anybody who listens to me. And it's hard because some people look at you like you're crazy, but I don't care because I know in my heart. You know, everything that I've seen, I was in Desert Storm 2 and Bosnia and whatnot, and I've seen the rules of engagement go from one end of the spectrum to the other. And it's sad, but people are waking up. And
yeah, let's talk about that. See, they've changed.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
All right, I'm going to do a big news blitz at the 8 after. We'll go live at prisonplanet.tv. We've got some guests coming up as well. A lot of key news we haven't covered yet. So thank you for joining us today. But this is very heartening that when I talk to military on the street, when I talk to family, I get letters, I see it on the news. The military is really waking up even faster than the public because they're being given this illegal training. Now, I want to go to Craig in Afghanistan here in a moment, but there's a two-second delay. So we'll have to deal with that. But, Kurt, finishing up just briefly, the change in the rules of engagement, And we've seen as the rules of engagement have changed, we're seeing more emotional problems, mental problems from the troops, because all the studies show when troops are made to do immoral things, it screws them up. Go ahead, Kurt.
I agree, Alex. And I can't really go into too much detail about rules of engagement, but one thing, when I was there, I was there with 1st Brigade, 4th Infantry Division, and I think one of your earlier callers said it right, and it was, if you feel threatened. And, you know, it's way different now, almost to the point of, well, I won't even go there, but.
No, go there.
That, well, they're defensive. You know, if they take fire in certain areas or whatever, they're not allowed to return it. So I haven't been over there in a long time, but I still have friends that are in, and I understand a few things.
So they've gone from one extreme to the other.
Yes, sir. And, but anyway, Alex, hey, I appreciate what you do. You've woken me up to a ton of things. And I'm wondering if the thing that you talked about with the vaccines, I can't explain that to my son that well, because I don't understand all the...
Well, 90%+ of the vaccines are made in China. Every batch that comes out is always, quote, defective, but they still approve it. It's full of cancer viruses, RNA, toxins. I mean, read the real insert from the H1N1. You can read it online, just vaccine insert H1N1, or go to the pharmacy, ask them to show you the insert for any vaccine. It'll tell you how deadly it is. Okay.
Yeah, Alex, I did that. My wife, that's the one thing she agreed with me on, because I have twin 4-year-old boys, and I didn't want him to get the shot, but she's very, you know, trusting, and, you know, she, and I told her, I took her to the Walgreens in Lockhart, and we looked at it, and she just looked at me, you know, deer in the headlight, like, oh my God. And so that's thanks to you. You know, or otherwise...
Yeah, well, don't trust me. Just read what really is in it. And then, oh, it can cause brain damage. It can sterilize you. It can cause Guillain-Barré. It can cause all these neurological disorders. It does have mercury. And then they even recalled a bunch of it. I mean, God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call, Kurt. Craig in Afghanistan, thanks for calling. You say you're on base. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex. Thanks for your hard work. I'm just calling to let you know that I've been here for about 6 months, and I've been watching the AFN news and been watching some commercials that the military army put out that show training in Fort Benning of and they're training foreigners. They put them on like little commercials, and
yeah, they're throwing it in your face, Al. They're just acclimating you to the foreign troops.
Yeah. Yeah, they're foreign troops being trained. For them. I'm a contractor. I'm a mechanic. I'm here to just support the troops and fix the vehicles. I found out about what was going on while I was here on base. I found one of your DVDs. And so... that's where I'm at.
Well, we continue to get report after report that my films, my radio show is just on every base in the world, basically.
Yeah, I've been burning DVDs for some other contractors and sharing them with them and trying to help wake them up. So that's all I can do. I'm afraid to give them to any military personnel because I wouldn't want any.
All you've got to do is leave Obama deception, fall the Republic, invisible empire, don't tread on me, just leave them laying around. That's what was done with you. Stay there. Back in 70 seconds. Stay there.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.